Hi, everybody. Hey, one thing I think we all really want to know is to have some, I suppose, some level of certainty in our lives, don't we? We want to feel secure knowing that you've made the right choices, but when even when you've made the right choices, often an invitation to dwell in doubt. And just be kind of anxious and, oh, did I make the right choice? Will I make the right choices in the future? I remember being in a foreign city, actually it was Madrid, and I had to catch a train from one station to another station, and I wasn't too sure because if I didn't get to that other station where the other train was leaving from, then it would stuff up my whole holiday. And I was like, okay, what platform am I meant to be on? When do I need to be there? What will I do if I miss that train? Perhaps my whole trip will be messed up. And like off my brain went with a whole lot of scenarios of what ifs and maybe this would happen. And I had to grab my racing wild horse thoughts and calm them down. Do you often find yourself in that place of fear and worry? Do you think, here's another question. Do you think sheep have a worry or fear? It's really interesting that in the Bible that sheep are so often used as an example of what we humans are like. And having been raised on a sheep farm, working on sheep farms and then doing agriculture degree, I think I know a little bit about them. I've even been inside a sheep and looked at all their innards, which was so just trying not to forget it. But there's one thing about sheep is that they really like paths, regular paths, paths that have been trodden on many, many, many times before. I remember one night, I'm not sure whether I've shared this on Turning the Page before, but one night we had some sheep in our sheep yards, which are sort of like places where you put sheep to do various things like drenching or checking their feet and so on and so on. And the next day, and these were mothers and lambs, and the next day we were going to take them across a very busy road to another section of the farm. This is like a main highway. And it was quite a still night, and we were about to go to bed when suddenly we could hear bleating, meh, barking coming across the road. And we went and discovered that the gate had been opened, and all the sheep were out on the road, and they were all walking across the road and up the hill to where the yards are, where we were going to take them in the morning. Fortunately, there was not much traffic, and my dad and I, we were able to make sure all the sheep got across safely and into a paddock intended for the next day. Those mothers, it really occurred to me that those mothers knew the way. They knew the path because they had done it many, many times. And the younger sheep, they just sort of followed the mothers. And somewhere in their young sheepy brains was instilled like a neurological pathway that said, this is the way to go. And so those mothers just went that pathway. This is the way to go. They didn't need any direction. They'd just have been so many times that this was the way to go. And the lambs following along behind, they were taught the same thing. Jesus, the good shepherd, he said these words, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. John 10. And in the days of Jesus, the size of the flock was a lot smaller than the thousands my father owned. And farming practices were very different. The sheep would go out in front, and the shepherd would go out in front, and the sheep would follow. And perhaps they would hear the shepherd talking or possibly even singing. He may even converse to one to one of them, nice little sheepy, you're going to be all right. I don't know what they said, but he was reassuring them that they were going to be okay, and the sheep would be calmed by the routine and the familiar voice. I think I need that voice of a good shepherd to lead me. And Psalm 23, probably one of the most well-known pieces of scripture, speaks to me with many reassurances. And I'm going to be doing a series in and out of on looking at sheep and what we can learn about them. And the Psalm 23, you probably know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Psalm 23. But how do we learn the shepherd's voice? How do we distinguish the shepherd's voice from others? How do we know that we're going to be taking the right path? I think there's four things that we need to make a practice of. Okay, the first one is spend time in the shepherd's story. Spend time reading or listening to the shepherd's story, the Bible. Don't just listen to it as an intellectual exercise, trying to find out information and, you know, intellectual stuff, but more so listen to the heart of a loving God to us as God's people and sheep. Number two, spend some time with older sheep. Young sheep learn much from older sheep in the flock. Spend time with those who have walked the path and learned the voice and learn from them, particularly heart things from the heart. Number three, learn from the wanderings. Okay, you're going to wander off the path. As they say, the grass is always greener on the other side. Well, it's not always. And you discover that and you have to find your way back to the path. But learn from those moments. We often say time will tell when we think about what might happen in the future from our decisions today. But what has time already told you? What have you learned? Number four, slow down and be still. Sheep don't walk all the time. They spend time ruminating on what they've eaten, on good things they've taken in. And so it's very important to learn the art of slowing down to listen. Give yourself permission to stop, rest, and listen. We often question, am I on the right path? But learning to hear the shepherd's voice gives us an assurance to know and trust the good shepherd. Here's some quotes for you to consider. Oftentimes we're looking for nice, clear, linear, logical explanations about why we feel this confusion and need to give efforts to something. There might not be any explanations other than something within you that says, if I don't head in this direction, something within me will die. Rob Bell. It is in falling down that we learn almost everything that matters spiritually. Richard Rohr. So don't be afraid of making mistakes, okay? We think, wrongly, that God can only love perfect things. What an tiny, weak God that would be. Richard Rohr. Too much improvisation empties the mind in a stupid way. Running beer gathers no froth. No haste, gentlemen. Let us mingle majesty with the feast. Let us eat with meditation. Let us make haste slowly. Let us not hurry. Victor Hugo. The people who are going to be most controlled by their fears are the ones who don't admit them and deal with them. Richard Rohr. It is so difficult to admit to ourselves and others that we can't control everything. Only when we name the things we are powerless to do we create space for God to step in, Richard Rohr. One has to wonder Do we really want to grow, want people to grow? Or do we just want to be in control of the moment, Richard Rohr? Questions. Number one, what reassurances does Psalm 23 speak the most to you at this moment? Number two, who are older sheep for you? Three, being still and listening takes some permission giving. What happens in you when there is an invitation to slow down and ruminate on the good things? Here's a little exercise you could do this week. Spend time ruminating, like a sheep, ruminating on these things, on the good things about the shepherd. Listen quietly to the shepherd in Psalm 23. Hey, let me know what you think. Email me. Subscribe to the email newsletter, and then you'll get a blog post and some other information every week. And I just want to thank you for watching or listening, and I pray that you would learn to listen, to slow down, and listen to the shepherd's voice. Okay, bye.